This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
A reminder, we're out a half hour early. Twins and Dodgers, pregame 2:30, first pitch at 3:10. Let's bring in the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. Jacob, like Joe Thompson Arena, Sargentopoulos so far. On the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Appreciate it as always. The endorsement process did not go your way. Now, we should point out you won the election for mayor in 17, finished second. You won the election for mayor in 21, finished second. You and your team were so bothered by this, you filed a claim, did not agree with how the process went. What part of the endorsement process at Target Center, which State Senator Omar Fattah ended up winning, what part of that process was so egregious to you?
Well, thanks so much for having me, Chad. Obviously, we've got a complaint that we've presently filed regarding the endorsement process. The primary issue was the first ballot itself, because just the numbers were dramatically off. When you have, you know, as many as 20% of the people that should have voted not able to vote, yeah, that's a problem. But regardless, we're not going to focus on the endorsement. We're focusing on the very real choice that people are going to have to make in this race, because our city now faces two dramatically different visions for Minneapolis's future. There's the past that I favor, that combines what is a pragmatic and progressive values and real effective governance. And we have a chance to make sure that Minneapolis is a national model for how Democratic-run cities can do things right. There are massive differences, obviously, between the candidates at this point. And that's what we're going to make the campaign about. And clearly, it's Senator Omar Fattah and myself following his endorsement.
Okay, I will get to that in a second, but I want to ask one more question here on what happened Saturday. Is there any legitimate explanation, in your opinion and your campaign's opinion, when you speak to the folks who were in charge of the votes, to explain why, of all the folks there, why approximately 20% of their votes did not register with the first ballot?
I cannot think of a legitimate explanation. Obviously, these conventions are always a bit chaotic. You know, oftentimes you do expect to get the short end of the stick a number of times. Even you expect unfair things to take place. That being said, this one was just bizarre. And so, yes, we filed a challenge, but we're not making the campaign about that. We're making the campaign about the very clear choice that Minneapolis voters presently have to make.
Do you think a democratic socialist should be in charge of any major city across this country?
Here's what I think. I have heard a whole lot of people say that, well, Donald Trump is in office and we need to run to the opposite extreme because of it. the opposite of Donald Trump extremism is not the opposite extreme. And regardless of whether it's a person that is on the DSA or Libertarian Party, Democrat or Republican, what I'm telling people is that we need to focus not on ideology first. You need to focus on making sure that we are listening to experts, we're following the data, and loving your city more than your ideology. So, of course, you know, you can have a mayor of any party, of any affiliation, but you got to make sure that you're doing right by the city first, and ideology comes way down the line.
Give me three stark policy differences between yourself and the state senator, and why you believe if he won and enacted those policies, it would be a step backwards for the city.
Well, first, he has favored defunding and dismantling the police entirely. Obviously, that's something that I don't think would be right for the city. We need a reformed police department where we've had a full-on culture shift, which I've said from the very beginning. We also need more police officers in Minneapolis. And by the way, Minneapolis has presently the most diverse Minneapolis Police Department. It's the most diverse it has ever been in our city's history. Second, and I think rent control is a prime example. It might sound good, you know, the rent's going up, we need to control the rent, but it doesn't actually work. And again, I'm paying attention not to what sounds good, but what actually does good. And that's kind of the two primary different paths here for progressive Democrats. It's you know, are we focused on doing something well or something that simply sounds good and might play to quite a few people in the city? And yes, that is an issue. You know, there are so many other issues. I mean, the third one, I think it just came up very recently, is Senator Fateh said that he would discipline our chief of police for something that never happened. And it applies to the federal raid that took place on East Lake Street. And, you know, there's no chief in the entire country that is going to work for a mayor who's going to throw them under the bus for some form of political gain. It doesn't work. And so I think there are big leadership differences. I think there are differences, certainly, of experience. And of course, there are also policy differences. And I look forward to having that debate.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. It's 44 past one. Chad Harpin here on CCO. There is a large divide in your party all across the country. You alluded to that a little bit before. It seems to me the part of the party, which right now is gaining a lot of traction by getting in position to win races, in drawing support in crowds, in drawing money, is further to the left, closer to the state senator. Is it possible the positions that you believe in right now, and you believe them in a part of your first two terms, aren't reflected by what many Democrats now want today and moving forward?
Well, first off, I think the primary race that you're referencing here is that of New York City. Am I right?
I am. But I mean, listen, when Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez appear, as they did earlier, they get bigger crowds than anybody else among the Democrats right now. When you see the folks who are getting more follows, when you see the push against Trump, the folks who many times are center left, and are willing to work more towards the center, there are a lot of people now in your party who are saying, no, we need to move as far as possible from Trump, whereas the Republicans, whatever Trump says, they'll do. I mean, honestly, he could say right now it's sunny as can be and it's raining.
You know, put me in any other city, arguably in the country, and I would be considered quite progressive. I stand by our progressive bona fides. We've done work, for instance, in the area of housing that is quite literally leading the entire country. We're getting better results than virtually any city in the country on things like keeping rents down. Other cities are seeing significant increases in homelessness and unsheltered homelessness. Our city is seeing those numbers drop significantly. And it's due to, yes, very progressive work that we've done. And so, look, a lot of these policies I sign up for and embrace. But here's also the truth. I will also tell people at times, and as mayor, you need to be able to tell people at times what they don't want to hear, especially on one extreme or the other. Because to actually run a city, to actually manage 4,000 people, it's not just about saying the thing that sounds good. It's not about being somebody. It's about doing something. And doing that thing right often requires you to say, hang on a second. Rent control has been tried before, and it doesn't work. Hang on a second. I know you're outraged by police violence. And yes, you're right. We need to improve upon that. But the route to get there isn't through defunding or getting rid of police officers. At times, you do need to have the courage of your own convictions to say, hey, I have seen the broad scope of issues and I've been briefed on all of the facts. And, you know, here's how I believe that we can move forward as a city with a progressive, pragmatic vision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were talking about this just before you joined, in alluding to Governor Tim Walz, and he also is running for a third term. There are examples all across this country, recent history, past history, where there's a fatigue. There's sometimes a fatigue for radio show hosts. There's a fatigue for a lot of folks. Do you worry at all that in running for your third term, also with your terms as city council, that for some people who may be torn in this election might say, it's time for somebody different? It's not my animus towards Jacob Fry, but I think two terms is enough.
I mean, look, when you're in the middle of a very tough and at times even brutal campaign, there are things that you worry about every single day. That's the case for every mayor, every candidate in the entire country. You know, when you're mayor, you have to make decisions that are hard. Nobody ever comes into my office and says, hey, mayor, quick decision. You need to make it right now. Do you want strawberries or cupcakes? You know, the decisions are normally oftentimes impossible, really hard decisions where you're sometimes choosing between two very difficult or even rough choices. And you make the decision with the facts that you have and you move forward. And so, you know, to the extent you're asking, will some people have a difference of opinion? Of course they will. But as the old saying goes, you know, it's, you don't need to judge me against the Almighty. You judge me versus my competition and the opponents. And there are stark differences there. And we've got a clear vision for where we need to go. And by the way, very importantly, we're getting results. We're getting results. Does that mean that rent will never go up in the city of Minneapolis again? Of course not. but it does mean that we have managed to keep rents down more than virtually any city in the country. Does it mean we will never have an issue with police again? Of course not. But it does mean that the independent evaluator themselves has said that Minneapolis is making more progress on a foundation for change than virtually any city in the country. And so, look, I'll put my record of both leading through very difficult issues up here, and the voters can see that, and they can see that of my opponent as well.
The correct answer is cupcakes, by the way. Never, ever.
Patriot.
Ever, ever take strawberries.
Hey, you know, strawberries, especially when they're ripe, you know, who knows, man?
No. Two last points here, and I'll let you go. Do you, to win this race against folks who are left to you, do you need Republicans living in this in the city of Minneapolis to vote for you?
Look, I'm asking for everybody's vote. Good Lord.
I know that, but do you need folks who are Republicans to vote for you?
I don't know what the political math is, but of course I would I would appreciate your support if you're a socialist, if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, a Republican. Of course I would be honored to have your vote. And look, here's what we benefit. We benefit in an electoral fashion when more people vote. So when you have a DFL convention, for instance, and the total number of votes is 570, I mean, as you pointed out, I've never won that a single time when I've been running for mayor. I've been second every single time in a DFL convention format. However, when you have a message that is going out to the much broader city and the more people that vote, historically, the better we do. And I'm a believer in the people of this city. You know, we have been through some of the most difficult circumstances. We have been through adversity together, and our city is coming back. There is a great Minneapolis comeback that is presently taking shape right now, and I'm optimistic about it.
Most importantly, share with the audience the amazing news that just happened in your life the last few days.
Well, no amazing news yet.
Oh,
I mean, the amazing news now is that we're expecting a baby. Any moment now. Sarah was due a couple days ago. Today's my birthday, actually, and so it's possible that we
happy
have
birthday.
Wouldn't pick cupcakes on his
baby
birthday.
Feels my birthday, in addition to all my time. But no, we're
still Sarah. Hang on, okay. I want this day to be about me, not this child here.
Yeah, come on. I mean, seriously, can't I even have one day a year, even my own family?
Yeah, you won't if this happens.
I'm prepared for it. But no, we're obviously really very excited. We've got the bag that's packed, as any family does. And, you know, I'm ready to take the Honda Element there over the hospital as soon as she gives notice. We had a false alarm last night, actually.
Oh,
we went
okay.
to the hospital, spent like 90 minutes there, and then it was nothing, so came back home.
Could we put this on maybe the Chad Hartman show, like video, you know, tastefully? We could do it live, the birth.
Yeah, stuff. you want a live broadcast? I'm sure Sarah would totally love that.
Yes, I'm sure you'd appreciate that. All right, most importantly, good luck with that, and thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
A man celebrating his birthday, talking about business, and also about to have a child. I thought they had, because we were trying to have him on Monday and Tuesday.
Touch and go still.
Touch and go. Amber Scholl is who I use for my insurance. She's just not Amber Scholl on her own. It's just like, hey, I'm over here at the corner. She's with American Family. This is an office I have used for 35 years. My family's used that office with American Family, I repeat, not just Amber. My father used that office for 56, I mean, honestly, for decades. They're that good. They're that reliable. You get a great company like American Family, but then you need the folks to trust there. What's going on with your car insurance? What's going on with an accident? What's going on with a kid who's now driving? Wait a second, something's changed in my life with a new car. How about a house? Maybe you moved. I'm showing my hand here. Maybe you got a condo association. Maybe you got a homeowners association. Are you sure about your numbers? Compare them. Take a small amount of time. With American Family, TeamScholl.com. How do you spell it? S-C-H-O-L-L.com. TeamScholl.com. I trust him. You will also.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.